What is up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Vision with Nathan Collins. This is a show where we talk about vision protection, vision casting, and vision pursuit. In this episode, we are going to dissect how to find your mission for your brand. Let's do it. All right. As always, welcome. I hope you're doing fantastic. And before we dive into this, you should know, my fellow podcasters, you've got to go check out podpro.app. Systematically grow and scale your podcast right now. Get started for free. Podpro.app. It's such a great tool. And if you're not using it, you are definitely missing out. All right. Your brand, your mission. So if you tuned in to the last episode, we kind of hit on why is it important? What is a brand mission? Today, I want to tell you how to identify your brand's mission. Okay. And these are personal steps. Your mission, the mission for your brand is very personal. But a lot of times people don't know how to go about, you know, finding it. So let's dive into how I do it. Okay. First things first, I start with what the heck am I doing here? Why did I start this brand? Like, basically, who you are, your story. Your story is the best way I can put it. Your brand's story. Why do you exist? Okay? Just write it down. If you've listened to any of my other episodes, you know I'm big on writing it down. I do this for everything that I start, every entrepreneurial endeavor that I go on. I write down my why. Why the heck am I doing this? There's no structure to that. Just free write. Just do it. Write it down. Jot it down. Get a notebook and a pen. Write it down. And if you're an entrepreneur, you know that you start something because you found a problem. Or you created a problem and now you are creating a solution for this problem. So you need to write that down. And why it's your passion to fix this or solve this. I'm going to continuously keep going back to Diamond Studios. For those of you that don't know, I'm the CEO and owner of Diamond Studios in Toccoa, Georgia. We're a recording studio. And we have a clear vision. We have a clear mission. We know where we're going. We know what we're doing. So I'm gonna continuously go back to this. To give you some examples, and I'm okay with you guys knowing my mission statement and some of my vision. So I will share what I'm comfortable with sharing because I want to protect what we have coming up and not put too much out there. So okay, let's go back. Your brand story, right? That's basically where you're going to start. You're going to free write your business and why you're doing it, the problem you want to solve. For Diamond Studios, problem, there was absolutely nothing music related in Toccoa, Georgia. There was no entertainment. There was no recording. There was nothing creative coming out of Toccoa whatsoever. That was the problem. So, you know, we were like, all right, cool. Well, let's fix that. So here we go. So we opened up a studio in Toccoa, and now we are the number one recording studio in the state of Georgia. We've got people that fly cross country to come and record with us. We have big name artists that come in and record with us because they like how discreet we are, and we don't flaunt them if they don't want to be flaunted on the internet. We don't do it just because. Like, anyway, that's another thing. So we saw a problem. And we solved it. So here we are. And I wrote all of this down. I've got a notebook in my office that I have all of this written down. Now, there is a thing here. There is a thing here. There might be a problem, and you might have a solution. And it might be your inspiration for starting the business, but make sure you're passionate about it. All right, because that's how you end up getting burnt out. If you are not passionate about it, that's how burnout happens, okay? So just keep that in mind. if you are passionate about solving the problem, but not necessarily the actions of solving the problem, this is where you need to introduce yourself to a partner. Pause. That's a different conversation for another day. All right. So, get your crap together, write down your story, figure out what you're doing, and just get it down in front of you in person and physical. Like we talked about several episodes ago, writing stuff down and being physical with your dream before it's actually physical is key. It is very important. After that, determine your core elements, or most companies call them your core values. Your brand mission should definitely reflect your values and who you are as a business. If they don't, then you're just, I don't know, you're probably wanting to be one thing, but you're actually another, and you should figure that out and align that up and then take the proper precautions to get to those core values. I hope that made sense. All right. So, determine your core values. So for us here at Diamond Studios, our core values are growth, creativity, community, and dreaming. That's our core values. So I tell, we call them the Diamond Fam. I hate the word employees. So anybody that works at Diamond Studios, we're called the Diamond Fam. I tell them all the time, I want to see you grow. The business is important to me. Everything here is important to me. But you as a person, you are extremely important. So our core value here is growth, business growth, and personal growth. Develop yourself. Develop within the business. Grow within your abilities and your talents and your God-given gifts. Grow. Secondly, we are all musicians or creatives to some extent. Continue to create. You have to. You've got to channel that creativity out somewhere. Community is number three. Our mission, which is what we're talking about, is mission statements. Our mission is to flip the perspective of a whole community by achieving the impossible. So how we do that is we're putting on shows. We're hosting festivals. We're putting on free concerts, paid concerts. We're on boards and committees that are literally flipping the perspective of a whole community and the city and everybody within it. And everybody surrounding in the surrounding counties are noticing it and it's drawing people in. So we're growing the community. And lastly, our core value is dream. Why did we pick dream? Because you have to have dream. You have to have dreams to achieve all of the above. If you want to impact a community, you've got to dream. If you want to create, why are you creating? Because you have a dream. If you want to grow, focus on your dream. Your dream is going to force you to grow. So that's our core values. So you need to write down your brand story and why your brand exists. Go in and determine your core values through that. It took me a year and a half to land on our official core values. It takes some time, or it can take some time, and that's perfectly fine. So next up is write down your vision, okay? So you've got your story down in front of you. You've got your core values, and it's that time where you need to understand where you want to be, where you want to go, and how this whole thing is going to get to the end goal, okay? So you need to write down your vision. Your complete vision. And I think I can share, So our vision for Diamond Studios is to completely, and if you don't know, we're located in Toccoa, Georgia. So this is our vision, to completely flip the way Toccoa thinks, simply by example, to grow and cultivate a self-sustaining, self-efficient music scene and industry here in Toccoa. I envision Toccoa being a music hub known around the world and Diamond Studios is going to be a part of that. And I cannot read any more of my vision because we're not there yet. And I don't want it out there for the rest of the world because we're working on it. And, practice what I preach. So, that vision, like, we are already starting all of this and we're doing it. We've achieved a lot of it. Getting that vision down is a major key in finding your mission statement. It's a major key. So get that down. Get that down. Next up, if you, by this point, you should have some form of idea of what your mission statement is going to be. But if you don't, you need to go through and look at everything and look at the consistencies. Does your vision and your core value, are they consistent or are they on two different pages? If they're on two different pages, then you have some... You've got some development to do. You've got to figure that out because you cannot have a clustered mission. You've got to have consistency through your vision, your mission, and your core values. Because if you don't have consistency through those, then your goals are going to be all kinds of whack. Okay. Preaching from experience here. So make sure you have consistency through all of those things. Next up, make sure your vision and your core values, make sure they scream how you feel about the solution you're offering. Make sure it screams it because your passion about a certain topic or your passion about your brand will translate into your mission. It's extremely important. And as I mentioned earlier, if you are not passionate about it, this is where you need to go find someone who is. If you're passionate about the solution, but not passionate about the pursuit of the solution, this is actually the downfall to most brands. Someone finds a problem, they create a solution, but they're not passionate about the pursuit of the solution. An example of something that I have of that is PodPro. So I know nothing about coding. I know nothing about computers, but I needed a way to plan podcasts better. And I'm passionate about there was a problem, right? There was a problem. There's nothing on this planet. Literally, go to the App Store and look it up. There is no podcast planning apps whatsoever. There's barely any templates that you can print off on Google. So I was like, all right, problem, I'm going to solve it. I've got an idea. I don't know what the crap I'm doing though. So this is where John comes in. And so John has the passion of creating a solution to like problems like mine, like coding and building landing pages and stuff like that. So there you go. That's something to go along with passion. I am going way longer than I thought I was going to go. So last thing I am going to, the second to last is public perception. You need to look at it from an outsider point of view. It's one thing to look at something that you are creating from your own eyes. It's one thing to look at it from your own eyes because everyone thinks the things that they create. Unless they're extremely self-aware, most people think that the thing that they create is the best thing on the planet. You need to get out of your own eyeballs and look at it from an exterior point of view. You've got to make sure it comes across with that message that you are aiming towards. If it doesn't, then again, your mission statement is going to be ridiculously confusing. Okay? All right. So I've given you a few steps. The last thing, once you land on your mission statement, you need to officially finalize it. You need to put it up on your vision board. If you've created one, if you have it, you need to put it up somewhere. Put it on display for you to see. Some brands put it up for everyone and their grandmas to see. But if you're just starting out, put it up to where you see it. Because if you don't see it, then you don't think about it until you like drive it into your brain. And it's important that you follow your mission statement. Because if you don't, everyone around you, your employees or, you know, your teammates or whatever you're doing with your brand, they're not going to follow it either. Display it. That's going to be it for today. I went way longer than I thought I was going to. I am so sorry. It's fine. It's only like a 16-ish minute episode. Hey, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope I'm doing a good job at communicating this stuff to you. I hope you are learning things. Maybe you're taking notes. And those of you that are, it's incredible. The growth in the podcast has been unreal. Thank you guys so much. Shout out to podpro.app for the help in systematically helping me plan and grow. And I love you guys. Y'all are incredible. Keep sharing, keep growing with us, and I will talk to you guys next week.